Blog Talk Radio.
My love, ooh, my love, a winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. I thought about what I wanted, and you were on my list.
And good evening, good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Diamond V Experience. I'm simply elated to be here with you all on this beautiful day, this beautiful January 14th, 2015. Happy New Year's, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, I have to give a big shout out to my number one angel, my mom. I know she's listening. And of course, I have to give a big shout out to my fans, my listeners, I'm so glad to be on the airwaves with you. We went on a little holiday hiatus, and we are back and in full of, ladies and gentlemen. I can just say, although it is cold and it may be a bit breezy outside, I am glad that I had this day. We know that every day is a gift from God, so I am just thankful, and I'm just so blessed. And I hope that everyone else can find a bit of appreciation in whatever day they may have had today, because it still was a day that was given unto us. Ladies and gentlemen, I must tell you that I am so excited about our guest for this evening. She is beautiful. She is talented. She has worked with some of the best. Her single, Avalanche, hit the airwaves July 22nd. She's worked with some of the industry's best, such as Kim Lewis, Clifton Bell, Rave Yards, just to name a few. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, help me introduce the fashionable, the talented, the beautiful Brielle. Brielle, you're on with Ms. Diamond B. How are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm so glad that you can join me.
Thank you for having me.
Yo, absolutely, absolutely, Brielle. I'm so interested in hearing so much more about your story. I mean, it's safe to say I didn't even give you your due in the introduction. I mean, that was just a little bit. I mean, the list goes on of some of your great accomplishments that you've had, charting with your videos, charting with your music, being involved with Fashion United, being on the cover of magazines.
Yeah.
The list goes on and on, Brielle. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I started writing music when I was 14 years old, and I have always wanted to be a singer and a performer. And I moved to New York City a couple years ago to work on my first demo, and then now I've just been working on my first album, Ready for War, that's going to be out in April, so I'm so excited.
Yes, I'm so interested in hearing about the inspiration behind your music. I could imagine that it just started off as something that you did as a hobby. I want to know, when did you really say, hey, I got to start taking myself a little bit more seriously? This is some great stuff that the world needs to hear. And the only reason why I say that is because I know for most songwriters, they say that they start writing And many times they crumble it up, they throw it away, or they hold on to it, and it takes so long for them to share their talents with the world at times. So I would just love to hear about your writing process and when you decided to say, you know what, it's something to this music that I'm writing.
All right, yeah. Well, I don't remember a moment when I said to myself that I wanted to be a singer and a performer, because I had been performing since I was 2 years old. Basically, I started dancing,
wow,
and then I was in my first musical when I was 4. So it's kind of something I've done my whole entire life, and it's always, always been my number one thing. But when I was little, I would take I was obsessed with NSYNC and Britney Spears, and I would take their songs and I would rewrite the lyrics when I was like 5 years old. I would sing their melodies,
wow,
and the chorus, and I'd rewrite the verses to whatever I thought. I don't even remember them. It was probably really silly. So I'd always done little things like that. But then when I was 14, and I'd always thought, you know what, I could write a song, but I never really wrote one of my own until I was 14. And I started,
yes,
and the first couple of songs were not great. Yeah. But I knew that, like, even though they weren't great, I still loved them, and I loved the process, and I tend to be very melody-driven, where I can come up with tons of different melodies. That's the first thing that pops into my head. And then after I get the melody, if I'm not working with a producer, then I start with the lyrics. But if I am working with a producer, we build a beat and around the melody, or the melody around the beat, and then the lyrics come after that. But there's really no one way of writing. I've switched it up and done all sorts of combinations where I've written complete poems first, and then I put a melody to the poem. It's,
wow,
there's really no one way. So I just started writing more and more, and now I write every single day. And I like to think that I write much better songs than my first go around. So.
Well, you know, and sometimes they say with your first go around of really trying something and just like not allowing it to naturally flow, sometimes it just doesn't work out that way. But when you just allow things to naturally flow, I mean, it's like a totally different process, because it's quite obvious that you are naturally gifted, naturally talented, and you probably were too much in your head when you were trying to write the other song.
Yeah. I was too much like thinking about some type of formula or what I heard on the radio and trying to copy something else rather than what came
mm-hmm.
from my heart. So
yeah,
I learned to follow my head and my heart rather than what I have heard before. So trial and error.
Trial and error, yes, we all go through it, and no matter what we do. And just on the lines of talking about your style and the way that you create, you know, your style of music and your inspiration and various things about, tell me, Bria, a little bit about what you would say your style, your music. What would you say it is a mixture of? Tell me about your sound.
Well, it's definitely generally pop, but I have a lot of other influences in pop with my voice and my vocals specifically. I have a little bit of a jazzy twist that I put on the way that I sing. And so there's a little bit of jazz element to it sometimes. And I have a lot of R&B and alternative influences too that I add into my music. And I'm a fan of every single type of music, which I combine everything that I love into my songs. And so sometimes, you know, it's not quite straight pop, but a little mixture of everything.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as the show was coming on, we talked about some of the few people that you worked with, some of the greats. And I just wanted to know, this may even be a hard question for you, and you can even talk about more than one if you like, but I would say, what would you say is one of your career highlights to date?
Oh, geez, yeah, that is a hard question. career highlights is probably getting to film the Avalanche music video and putting it out there because I really love it. And we went through a lot behind the scenes to get to the point in filming this video. But another highlight is, I mean, I meet a lot of people, and I've worked with a lot of absolutely amazing, amazing people. But it's really even more amazing to me to have a complete album ready to go of songs, like of every single song is so important to me and I'm so in love with. And I'm really more excited than absolutely anything else in my whole entire life to perform my album Ready for War and to share it with everybody because I really am completely obsessed with it. So
I love it. You know, I love the Avalanche, Ready for War. It's like there's a theme behind it. And also just when I was reading about some of your other work too, it's like Unstoppable, Playing with Danger.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, oh yes, Star for You. It's like action-packed, you know, within your music, and it gives a visual, which is beautiful. So, I mean, we could talk about your other music as well, too, but we know Avalanche and Ready for War, that's what's on your radar right now. So first tell me about Avalanche, and then take me through a little bit of a journey, and tell me a little bit about Ready for War in general.
Well, Ready for War in general is I didn't plan on making it like a themed album when I was writing all these songs, but when we were putting together the album, I realized that all my songs had a theme of fighting for love, basically, in different ways, different scenarios, but all of my songs are very powerful in different ways, and they all surround you fighting for what you believe in and what you love, whether it be a relationship, whether it be a career, whether it be a dream, anything, you're fighting and for what you believe in and for what you love, I wrote, the title track is actually called Ready for War as well, and it was when I wrote that song that my whole entire team was like, it makes sense to call your album that. That's a great name, and that's when I realized, oh, wow, that totally makes sense. So, yeah, and then Avalanche, when I worked with Femi Ojutunde on that song, it fit so well with every single one of my other songs. It kind of like a shoestring that ties them all together or a pretty bow that helps to connect everything. Because all my songs are different, but very congruent at the same time.
I like that you have your songs playing off of each other, and like you said, it may be different, but they all, you know, they all tie in. And, you know, who your producer is, I mean, for this album, Grand Producer Finn Double, I mean, to work with people such as Tupac and T-Pain, we know that their music sends a message, it sends us on a journey, gives us that create visual. So I know that this album must definitely be one to pick up, one that will give us that same exact effect. And I know
definitely.
It's
definitely very visual driven. Every line, I try my best to write something that tells a story and that definitely puts a clear picture in your mind.
Wonderful. I mean, and also it's going to include other singles as well, such as Thin Ice and Rock the Catwalk as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like you had a lot of fun creating. You said, It sounds like you had a whole lot of fun creating some of those. So tell us a little bit about the fun. I know it was a lot of work with the album, but tell us about some of the fun that you had with making the album too, some of the people that you had the ability to work with, some of the songs that you just kind of played around with, and some of the energy and excitement that just went around with the production of it.
Yes. I wanted to write a bunch of songs that I just would love to dance to, and when I would hear them, I would just, you know, start rocking out to, like, Rock the Catwalk. It's very fashion-themed, and I'm ridiculously into fashion. I went to FIT for a semester for fashion design, which I want to finish at some point because I love fashion, and it's just a super high energy, fun, silly song at the same time. It's really silly, but yeah, and the whole team that I work with is absolutely amazing, and we all really get each other, and it just clicked with developing the music around songs, like dance, more dance-centered songs like Catch a Star for You, Unstoppable, Rock the Catwalk, and there's a few others on my album that are just really fun to let loose to.
Cool, cool. And then I guess the flip side too, Rio, like we said, of course it, you know, took a lot of hard work, and I love the fact of, you know, you are very intertwined with the your love for fashion with your music, which is great, because some people aren't able to intertwine the two, but you're able to take your music onto New York Couture Fashion Week and able to tie your love for fashion into your love for performing and your love for music as well, too. Did you always know that that would be the plan, or one day did you just say, hey, I don't have to throw out the baby with the bathwater, I kind of can just add it to this water?
Well, a little bit of both. My best friend and I, she is a fashion designer, and we grew up in the same town, and when we met in kindergarten, and before kindergarten, I know this was, we go way back. Before kindergarten, I was like, I want to be a pop star, I want to be on Broadway, like all sorts of these things. And then when we met, we developed our relationship really strongly around fashion, and we said that we were going to have our own fashion company together when we were little. And and we always said that, you know, people say that they have these dreams, they want to do things, but then they never end up going out and do them. And even when we were little, this was crazy that we were smart enough to realize this. And we said, well, we're actually going to stick to it, and we're gonna become fashion designers. And I kind of bounced back and forth between a little bit between both dreams when I was younger. But then when I reached high school, I really wanted to do both, and I couldn't decide, and everybody was deciding what college they wanted to go to and what they wanted to do, and I didn't know because I wanted to do both, and it was a crazy process. So I've ended up doing both. Right now I'm just focusing on music because they're both ridiculously time consuming. So it's like a little bit of both scenarios.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, you have definitely started to pay your dues in the fashion world as well, too, being voted the most read article of the year in 2013. And, you know, the list goes on with your accomplishments, and the great part about it is you still have a lot of living to do. And as I said, I think you're doing a great job of merging the two worlds of fashion and music together. So
thank you.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And it seems as though you have just had a fabulous team around you. You've been able to accomplish some great things in your time. And I just would love how to hear some of these things just came into existence, because I think so many people say they want to do music, and sometimes they don't necessarily let loose and just allow themselves to be free, and also know that there's other ways to get their sound and their music out. And, you know, I listened and read about how you licensed six of your songs to MTV's reality show for Snooki and JWoww. And it's like, how many people actually think to do something like that, you know? And the way that you are able to insert your music in different ways, whether it's at a fashion show, whether it's on a reality television show, whether it's somewhere else. I think that that's a beautiful thing. Tell me about you making that decision to put your music out there, give those six songs to the reality show, and the way you would feel. I could imagine you're listening to a show one day and you're like, oh my God, that's my music on a reality show. I'm not actually performing right now. I'm not actually listening to the radio. I'm sitting here watching TV and I'm hearing my song, boom, right here in front of my face.
Well, when we did that, it was, I wasn't really performing right then, but I had just finished really those six songs, and we were just brainstorming. my team and I were brainstorming just different ways to, I don't know, like license songs, I guess, or I didn't really know. That was a while ago, so it was before I knew as much about the business as I do now. And I really didn't have anything to lose. I hadn't performed that much. I hadn't really had anything released before, so we just kind of went for it and submitted songs. And the next thing I knew, they got signed to Sookie and JWoww, and I was like, all right, that's cool. Like, okay. Cool. So it was pretty awesome. I didn't, you know, think that was actually going to happen. We just kind of went for it. So,
Great. Wonderful, wonderful. I always like to ask this to people who create, whether it's music, whether it's in another way, what would you say is your inspiration? What is those things that keep you going? And tell me a little bit about your support.
Well, my family is insanely supportive, and I'm really blessed and lucky to have such a supportive family and parents who have taken me to vocal lessons and music lessons my whole life with. I played the violin and ballet lessons and everything that I've done my whole life that kind of has just prepared me for this business. And I am motivated from wanting to do this so bad, but also when I look around me and see that I have so many people in support of me and that believe in me too, when I get down sometimes, it's just amazing to see that, and that re-motivates me, because if everybody else believes in me, then I can do this, even in times when I'm starting to think that this is crazy, like how is everything possible, but my family, my friends, and the whole entire team that I've surrounded myself with is just ridiculously amazing. So that in itself is a great motivator.
Yes, fabulous, wonderful, wonderful. And I just have to ask, I know that sometimes there's only but so much you can say as far as, you know, some of your dreams, your goals, some things that you want to accomplish 5 years from now. What would you like to say that you have accomplished and done, Brielle?
5 years from now, wow. Well, in an absolutely perfect world, my ultimate dream would be to have a Grammy, because, I mean, who doesn't want one of those? That'd be amazing. And to be on a world tour with having maybe another album or two albums out, and just being able to play and perform and share with everybody. It's really all
beautiful.
I want to do, so...
Beautiful, beautiful. Tell us about any upcoming projects or things we should be out for the lookout for, those things that you could share.
Well, Thin Ice will be out January 20th, so watch out for that. That's my next single.
Okay.
It's really high energy. It's such a fun song to sing, and I have some parts where I get to really belt in that song, and it's awesome. I love performing that song. And then Ready for War will be out in April. I cannot wait for that. And, yeah, that's basically what's going on right now.
Okay, cool. And are there any upcoming appearances that you're doing? Any upcoming?
Yeah. I have a performance Wednesday the 28th at the Bitter End in New York at 9:45.
Oh.
So if anybody's listening, you can come on down. I think the tickets are only $5 or something. So great. It's easy to get in. It's all ages if you have a parent with you, if you're under 18. So come on down, and I'll perform like over half of my album. I'm really excited. So.
Oh, wow. That's great. And, you know, I'm a New York girl too, so that's exciting to know.
You can come down if you can.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to try my best to make it. More than likely, I will be there. So I'm excited. I didn't even know you had a show in New York.
Yeah, it's pretty, we just figured it out a couple days ago, or just got booked for it. So.
All right, cool. Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, so Brielle, be sure to share with the listeners how they can get a hold of your music, what ways they can follow you on social media, ways that they can stay abreast of everything that you're doing, Brielle. Now it's time.
All right. Well, my website is BrielleOnline.com, and that has my video on it, has all announcements of everything upcoming with me. I have a weekly blog that I do on it where I post about really bizarre things that you might not even think, like cooking or and then fashion and events and performances I have, anything and everything. And my Twitter is Brielle_music. Instagram is exactly the same. And my Facebook is facebook.com/Brielle Music. And my music's on iTunes, Amazon, everything. So.
Okay, great. Wonderful, wonderful. And on your social media, is it posted about your show from New York, or would you like to share those details once again?
I'll share those details once again. It definitely will be posted if it's not already. The Bitter End in New York, Wednesday, January 28th at 9:45 p.m. So,
okay,
and all
great.
Ages with a parent.
The Bitter End, Wednesday, January 28th. You hear that, ladies and gentlemen, for you folks who are in New York? That is your day to be there. You have just enough time to listen to the Diamond B Show and head down there just in time. So it'll work out great for those of you who are in New York, because, you know, our trains run like clockwork. So
yes, yes.
So, Brielle, let me just say, I am simply elated that I got to talk to such a musical genius on this evening, and I believe that you are inspiration to anyone who has different goals that they've had since that little girl in kindergarten who knew that she would make it big. And you are just on the road to success. I'm just so pleased that I had this chance to speak with you tonight, and I wish you nothing but success.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been so fun talking with you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining me this evening, and keep your eye open for me on the 28th. Do have a blessed evening,
Yay!
Brielle.
Yay!
And ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. It's Brielle. Brielle, thank you so much once again. I look forward to speaking to you very soon.
Forward to meeting you.
Oh, what a wonderful interview. For those of you who may have missed a portion of the interview, the archive version will be immediately available after taping. Make sure to head to www.blogtalkradio.com/Diamond B Show. Once again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Diamond B Show. I thank you so much for joining me. It has been a great evening. I'm so glad to be back on airwaves with you, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you who would like to send me an email or any comments of any sorts, you could do so at DiamondBExperience@gmail.com. If you'd like to hit me on Twitter I'm Experience_DB. And join the fun on Facebook. On Facebook, the group is the Diamond B Online Radio Show Experience. Be sure to come and join the group, interact, make your posts. We have a lot of fun in there. With that being said, do have a great evening. Be sure to join me again next week for another great show with another great